No, is it too loud? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I too loud?
No.
Okay. So for you to be able to hear the callers and for you to be able to hear,
okay,
and for you to be able to hear me, you need to talk into the microphone. And it's just like being in a barber shop or a coffee house, and I'm going to introduce you to my friends on the air, and you just become, we're going to talk about, God, you can't read, you're not be reading anything. If you don't know it, then you shouldn't talk about it. This is a conversation with friends about why we do what we do, is Boy Scouts important, is it relevant for today?
Oh, yeah.
Is it not? Is it, it's been through some societal changes.
I'm sorry?
Societal changes. How does it relate today? It'll be a very casual conversation.
Okay. Well, I brought this just for my notes as I say something. I just want to make sure.
You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Initially, you're going to be for about the voice after until 11:30.
Okay.
For the first half hour, you just stuck with me.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see me off the app. I've got to go to break. When we go to break, we're never off.
Uh-huh.
We'll be live.
Huh.
And because they'll still be able to see us on Facebook. There's no break times on Facebook. And Facebook Live.
Oh, it's Facebook Live.
Yeah. All at the same time. Good morning, Josh. Somebody's there. I know they are. Because if you were not there, I would not be able to hear. John, what else do you do besides Boy Scouts?
I'm sorry?
What else do you do besides Boy Scouts?
I'm retired.
Where are you retired from?
I was with Fuji Medical Systems.
Okay.
Yeah, so medical x-ray or medical imaging.
So we're going to talk about life after retirement. We're going to talk about the kids.
Yeah.
Talk about the valley, how long you've been here. We're going to have some fun.
Okay.
Just enjoy yourself. It's going to be fun.
Okay. We can't over the airwaves.
No, but if you show them that way, they can see them there. Facebook. Camera. Yep.
Oh.
So when you show them that way.
Okay, super.
So if they're on Facebook Live, they'll be able to see us.
Okay.
See?
Oh, okay. Unique.
I don't want people to think I'm not telling you. You're there. You're alive.
Oh.
I even have an assault. And you're supposed to tell the host when she has an assault on top of her head. Have a link? Facebook page?
They have a website. Yeah, they do have a link.
What's their Facebook page? Is it Boy Scouts of America? Is it?
Yeah, should be Boy Scouts of America. So there's several different links. Plus we have our local councils, the Great Trail Council.
What's it called? You know what it's called?
Great Trail Council.
G-R-A-Y?
Yeah, right.
Great Trail.
Yeah, Great Trail. Facebook or web.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do.
What's yours?
You're talking to a member of AARP, Tracy. The reason I'm on Facebook is to track what my son, my nieces, and nephews are doing. We asked our granddaughter, who's 2.5, to help us with our cell phone and our tablets.
Are you John B. Barquette?
I am. Oh, boy. I would like to give just a little background behind it as I speak.
Okay. I'm telling you, this is the easiest thing you'll ever do. Do you drink coffee at a coffee shop in the morning?
Once in a while.
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I see Tianki waiting in the wings from Louisiana, not necessarily from Missouri, but he comes out of Missouri. And in studio, I have a friend of mine. His name is John D. Barquette, and he is with the Great Trail Council of the Boy Scouts, which is our area. I don't know what they do. We'll get to it. But he's in studio with me, and he thought he was in here like for 15 minutes, like he's going to do a commercial spot and run out. I'm like, no, he's but it's not until 11:30. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have come early. See, if you hadn't come early, you'd have a 30-minute. But now that you came early and I told everyone else to stay away, you're stuck. And I don't like talking to myself because I sound crazy after a while. So good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm upright. I'm a member of AARP, so I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, I was trying to get him to find out about the Facebook thing. And he's like, I don't know. I'm retired. What does that mean?
In my previous job, I'm retired. I was always on my laptop, my computer.
Right.
Okay. So after literally 40 years of that, I just wanted to take a break from, I call it, the digital side of life.
So you get involved with the Boy Scout.
Correct.
Almost on a full-time basis, and you think that you're going to get away from being digitally challenged when you're dealing with millennials and what is this generation called?
Our generation?
No, theirs. There's the millennials. Who's after them?
Oh, gosh.
Because everybody has a name. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
I don't either. But I know they got a name. Whatever their name is.
Yes.
You got young kids coming after the millennials, which are different than the millennials, which gives us a whole nother world of young people, and you don't know how to use Facebook?
No, I use Facebook periodically. I was joking with you.
That doesn't count. Periodically, you have to sit down in a restaurant and have friends, and you just stand there and look at the phone, and you communicate that way while you're sitting at dinner. Haven't you learned?
I use, we text quite a bit, email. I'm on email quite a bit, especially with the Boy Scouts. Yeah.
No Snapchat, Instagram, LinkedIn. Come on, dude.
No.
You got to get with the times. We're young again.
Well, I asked my granddaughter, she's 2.5, if we have an issue with our laptop or our tablet.
And does she help you out?
Oh, absolutely.
Just making sure. And she knows how.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about you. Before we get to Boy Scouts, we got a whole hour. Tell us a little bit about you, where you went to school, where you're from, are you here? Tell us who John is.
Well, I'm a native of Youngstown, originally from the east side of Youngstown, Lane Avenue.
Did you go to East High School?
No. Migrated over to the north side of Youngstown, Liberty.
Okay.
Graduated from Liberty. Went to Youngstown State, majored in history and criminal justice. And then after graduation, I worked at Community Corrections.
Okay.
For 4 years.
Okay.
That was called the Mahoney County Rehabilitation Project.
Right.
And then from there, I got into sales and medical imaging, X-ray, CT, MRI. And my last dozen years, I sold to the armed forces And that was pretty interesting because the systems I sold were deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, Djibouti, Africa, all over the world. So that kept me into the loop of, I'll call it, what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Because I had to go down there periodically and meet with the respective members of the armed forces to find out what's going on. And then at the same time, there were times where I had to deploy some of my people offshore to Iraq or Afghanistan. So, and then my son, who was in the Marine Reserves, was activated and was over in Iraq. So what's happening in the world today? I kind of keep my finger on the pulse.
So now question.
Yeah.
How you were in the sales, imaging, you've gone to Youngstown State, you've graduated from Liberty, you've been here,
uh-huh.
You're retired now?
Yes.
Now, I know you've been involved with Boy Scouts a long time. How did you get to Boy Scouts? I mean, what? Your kid, how old is your youngest son, the youngest person that would have been in Boy Scouts now?
No, he was very active in sports.
Okay.
And I was in the Cub Scouts at one time.
You were in the Cub Scouts.
I was in a Cub Scout.
You were a Cub Scout.
Yes.
Okay.
But how I got involved with this program, I had a friend who was with the Boy Scouts, and knowing my background, he asked me if I would participate in this program. This is back in probably 8 years ago,
okay.
Called Scout Reach. And knowing what the program was involved with, I thought I would get involved.
But why? Where do you live?
I live in Boardman.
Okay. Scout Reach is a program that is usually for the inner city.
Correct.
Why are you involved?
Going to my background, when I worked in corrections.
Right.
And when I look at the background of a number of these people I worked with, I was a vocational counselor.
Okay.
I saw there was a lack of, I call, positive values.
Okay.
Okay. Given their home life and what have you. And what I see with Scout Reach is a program where it instills positive values, which transition into what I call positive behavior.
So the environment of having a positive environment, and you saw from your time of being in corrections,
correct.
You saw people who had the positive light, positive part of life beaten out of them.
Correct.
And you're saying, okay, we need to build the positive aspects of life
right.
in our young people through this program?
Correct. To reinforce the positive kinds of things in life. And especially, you know, when you look at TV today, some of the programs and the video games and what have you, I thought this approach would bring value to the young people of this area.
So, Pianki, your mic is on. Good morning. Pianki is out of Louisiana. Pianki has been with me on the air for many, many years.
Okay.
And he comes in, and we just talk because he has a grandson. And his grandson, I believe, is into baseball.
Okay.
And when we have people of all walks of life going through the same thing in the same way, concerned about the same things and the children that are around us. And sometimes people don't know that there are programs there. How young can a young person get involved with the scouting program now? In the
first
city?
Grade.
First grade. So that's
right.
6 years old.
Yes. At the same time, our program here in the Youngstown area is from second through fifth grade.
Okay.
Okay. And we're in both the city and the public schools,
okay.
as well as charter. And we have partnered with the United Way of Youngstown
okay.
with their Success After Six program. And the public schools, as well as their Youngstown Community School. And we're very well received at the Stanball Academy.
Oh, that's a great school.
Yes. And we have dedicated Scout Reach leaders. We have four who are dedicated to this program and carrying on the activities.
So we're going to get into the program after we take some,
yeah.
we're going to take some breaks. So we've got time because we're
sure.
going to get into the Scout Reach program and what it does and break it down and dissect it. Pianki, have you had your grandson in scouting?
I was in scouting.
They didn't have scouts back then.
Yes, they did, too. That was the best gang I ever was belonged to.
What did you learn as a scout?
I learned how to cook food out in the open. I learned how to put a rope around my tent so snakes wouldn't crawl in. I learned a lot of things.
So So now, let me ask you this before, and I've got about 3 minutes before I go to my first break, but is scouting still relevant today? I mean, who wants to sleep outside? The kids, we don't even know outside, let alone scouting.
I think you'd be surprised. We have 10,000 scouts in the Great Trail Council. So that's the five counties, Mahoney, Trumbull, Portage, Summit, part of Medina. So that reflects 10,000 young people who are interested in the outdoors.
And they are interested in the outdoors.
Absolutely.
He's absolutely right.
If you take a look at Camp Stambaugh, up the road, the facilities there, it's a pretty vibrant area with a lot of the scouts coming in and out and having a great time, even during the winter.
Yeah, because I'm going to ask you guys, do you do the chili challenge or whatever that is, the cold freeze?
Yes, they
do you do that?
Well,
now, you know, your AARP card. So I think that once you get the AARP card, you should be retired from sleeping in the cold on the big chill, when they go sleep out in the middle of the cold?
Well, it's like, it's similar to,
What is that?
Well, that's where they take Cub Scouts and they camp, typically in February.
Right.
Yeah, but they have all the amenities.
I'm a glamper. They do not have all the amenities. There's no toilets. You're not carrying porta potties with you.
No, there's porta potties there.
You guys
outdoor,
cheat.
Latrine.
No, you guys don't.
I'm sorry.
You guys can't cheat like that. That's not camping.
Oh,
you guys have ruined the camping. If you don't, you got to go in the woods and find a leaf and then find out it's poison ivy, like the rest of us did. You can't just let them have a little latrine. That's not right. That's not fair. How are they going to know how to go out into the woods and take care of themselves if you take your toilet with you and toilet paper?
You raise a I have to chuckle over this.
I'm serious. You're not teaching them to struggle.
But see, that's with the Cub Scouts. But then, as Boy Scouts, they do go out in the woods. They camp, hike. I mean, they're on a trail.
And listen, I got to take a break real quick. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440 Facebook Live. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. Got John in the studio with me. We'll be right back.
Yeah. But the program I'm in, school.
They get there.
But I'll tell you the scouts, when they're out on the trail, the Boy Scouts,
the
middle of nowhere, and they're using leaves, but not poison ivy.
No, they're not using leaves. These kids are smarter than that. They got toilet papers hidden somewhere.
Yeah. And we tell them, leave your cell phones in the car.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah. Nah.
Jeez.
Well, take my... my wife's little nephews camping on the weekends, that was, it brings out so much in those young people to have that opportunity.
And that's one thing we want to do eventually with the young scouts in Scout Reach is to take them outside.
Now, listen, John, I have people listening from all over, and I've got people in the chat room talking about I'm supposed to ask you controversial questions. I told them we're not doing controversy on the Boy Scouts today. We're doing the good thing.
Right.
We're being nice today, the Boy Scouts. We're not going to go through the controversy. There's no poking the bear. No poking the bear. It's really funny. As I travel, people try to poke the bear when I'm out. I'm like, no poking the bear. I'm not allowed. I'll be right back. I'm going to come back.
But you know, the skills that a young person learn while...
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I have John Burkett in studio with me, and he is the Vice President of Outreach. And there's something called, is it Boy Scout Outreach Program?
Well, the program we have here, we call it Scout Reach.
Scout Reach
falls under that program.
So what is Scout Reach?
Well,
explain what it is.
Okay. It's a program where we bring scouting into the inner city schools.
So why do you bring it in and they don't go out? Explain that.
Number one, transportation is an issue.
Okay.
With a lot of these young people in the inner city.
Okay.
Okay. Especially after school.
All righty.
So we hold the activities in the schools where transportation, number one, isn't an issue. And the other issue is a lack of parental involvement.
Okay.
Okay. And then this allows us to have, I call it a captured audience, but they have fun with our Scout Reach program as well.
What kind of programs are there? I mean, what do they do?
Well, there's
For the inner city, what are they being taught? What are they learning?
Well, there's a number of things we do in terms of activities. Let me go back one step, though. The program is no cost to the young scouts nor to the schools.
So where does that come from?
Well, part of my role is to involves paperwork and soliciting donations from foundations and grants.
Okay,
to fund the program. And then we have the United Way here in Youngstown. They help fund the program, as well as the Andrews Trust, Home Savings and Loan, Farmers National Bank.
Okay.
So we're very lucky. And
I've got to give a shout out to Mrs. Aaron, who was my Girl Scout leader.
Oh, okay.
Is watching right now, and they established a Girl Scout so that I could participate in my community back in the early 70s. And so I see her, she's chiming in, and it makes me, my affinity to her.
Right.
From Girl Scouts, Campfire, Boy Scouts, and what it has meant in my life today as a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
Because those skills, you don't think about them, but they are transferable over the years.
Correct.
And when you look at Scout Reach, what those young people actually are learning, the simple things, whether they be crafts or tying knots or getting along and conflict resolution or cooperation and working together as teams, those things transcend as we matriculate through the education process. And now that she's chimed in, I just got to say, you know, hello to her and that I love her and that I appreciate her. Because I use those skills in my work environment now.
Right.
And that's why when people call me and say, will you come and talk about scouting? Can we get on? I just clear my calendar.
Right.
Because this is important, whether we understand it or not. And people that have the opportunity to be a participant inside of the scouting program, inside of the campfire program, inside of the Girl Scout program, the skills that you learn you take with you for the rest of your natural life.
Absolutely. And one thing as we do the different activities, fun activities, we always reinforce the Boy Scout oath and Boy Scout law.
What is the Boy Scout oath?
Well, the Boy Scout...
Has it changed? Because
no.
I don't know. We'll have to get into a little controversy if it's changed.
Well, on my honor... I will do my best...
Yes?
...to do my duty to God and my country... and to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And then you have the Boy Scout law: trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, all those kinds of things we incorporate.
Why does it sound like I get Brian Kennedy in my ears going, hoorah? Those are great laws of – we learn everything that we needed to learn in kindergarten. And there's an example of it there.
Right. But, you know, as time goes on, you reinforce these values. And as I shared with you before, those values transition into what I call positive behavior. And as you said – as time goes on, you bring those positive values through life.
Yeah, you do. And we need to talk about, as adults, you need to have positive reinforcements that were instilled in you as a child.
Exactly.
You need to be able to pull on those experiences. What were you saying, Pianki?
You know, especially when you say, to God and my country, And we can see where that is missing in so many different areas of our society today. You can look at it however you want to. You know, you have two different perspectives there, but we surely can see where we're missing one or the other.
And we need reinforcement. You know, good behavior needs reinforcement, especially when we are in an area in a society now where sometimes bad behavior seems to be illuminated.
And that's my point. We had this conversation before the program. When you look at some of the programs on TV and the video games,
correct,
they reinforce negative behavior. And that becomes the norm. They think it's the norm.
I was watching something on television. It was a program, and how the young lady talked back to her dad. I never got to say stuff like that.
Correct.
And so I don't understand how we show it and then tell kids don't do it, but we put it inside of – it was on the Hallmark Channel. It was a lightweight. It wasn't a PG adult 13. It was a family – and it was – who gets to turn around and tell your mom, now you're a butthead? I didn't even get to play with my mom to call her a butthead. Who gets to do that? That's like
– And they reinforced that. The one program, The Simpsons?
Yes. You can't do even in cartoons. And so now we have to go and find positive affirmations to correct or recorrect bad information that has gone on that we have allowed to penetrate our young people, because that's not good citizenship.
Correct.
That's not good peoplehood. That's not good respect. You need to respect authority, because even if the person's not a good person, if they're in authority, you still respect them until you can fight the authority, and you have to learn that.
Right. And one of the laws, obedient, follow the rules of your family, school, and pack. Obey the laws of your community. As simple as that sounds, that's an important
value. It is.
And going back to the gentleman's comment, I see that lacking, eroding in society today.
It is. I am all for getting cohabitating and getting along. And I'm going to ask you a question that I know the answer to. Of the Scout Reach, what is the percentage of African-American males that you have volunteering to help with this program? Do you have those numbers? Do we have?
No, well, here, what I have here and for the local community,
yes,
Scout Reach, we have three African-American males.
Okay.
And one white female.
Okay.
Okay. So out of four, three,
okay,
are from the African-American community. And
Put it that way.
There we go.
Okay.
Okay. So we have Andrew Blakely, gentleman here, and over here, Jeremy Walker.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Now, were they scouts?
Yes.
So they are relatable.
Yes,
they're relatable.
They
can relate to what's going on,
yes,
to where they are. So there's not a lot of people from the suburbs coming into the inner city.
And that's an important point you just brought up. They're from the Warren community,
okay,
inner city. So they can relate much better, to
culturally,
say the least. I'm
because
sorry.
The cultures are different.
Yes.
And whether we have to honestly look at cultures,
right,
when we're looking at inner city versus Appalachian versus suburban versus rule, though,
right,
everyone is different.
Right.
And it's not because it's bad or it's good. It's just the culture that you live in is different. And if you don't understand it, it may be hard to relate to.
And that's a good point. They relate to the young scouts, to that program. Yeah.
And they need to.
Yeah. And the scouts relate to them.
So now you're in the Warren area and the Youngstown area?
Yeah. Scout Reach, yeah, and both. So Warren City Schools, public. As well as the STEAM Academy,
okay,
over there, and the Trumbull County Juvenile Detention Center.
Great.
Yeah. And we're well welcomed by those who are serving, I'll call it time, these young juveniles with the program.
Now, how do young people sign up for it?
It's through the schools. We go out initially early in the year, and we provide flyers and what have you that they could take home, the young children could take home to their parents, and the teachers help school administration promote the program.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, I thank you for being, one, being involved. You probably work more now than you did when you were on the job.
It keeps me busy. Plus, what my wife says, it kind of keeps me out of the house.
Oh, so this was her idea, huh?
Yeah, I mean, she told me I need a lobotomy, so that's why I got involved.
Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Break? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you brought up a good point.
We're still live, though.
That is a great thing you're doing, sir. I really appreciate it. And it needs to, you just gave me an idea. I work with the National Society of Black Engineers, and we, the third Friday, they bring students in, and they have them in workshops along the lines of math, blueprint reading, architecture, so on, so on, so on. And we're trying to get as many students involved as we can. So I'm going to pay a visit to some of the Boy Scout troops and say, hey, bring your troopers over on the third Saturday and get them involved in STEM programs.
And, yeah, STEM is there's a major initiative with STEM.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is needed.
Very much so.
Yeah.
The only thing is we've got to start them earlier. And
yes.
not on the consumer side, but on the technical side.
Right.
See, when we were growing up, we took stuff apart.
We had wood shop when
right.
I was in junior high. And then from junior high school, you had both wood shop
That's
and
correct.
Metal shop.
That's correct.
Those kinds of skills. And unfortunately to me, this is an opinion, not saying it's right. It went by the wayside because once we got into, quote, standardized testing, those kinds of things.
That's correct. Because they started teaching to the test and not to the life.
Exactly.
Steve DeGennaro.
Yeah.
He told me to tell you good morning.
Oh.
From he and Mary. He's watching us down there.
Oh,
so
is
wave
that right?
to them there. Say good morning.
Good morning.
See, there they are.
Yeah. Yeah, they just came back from Italy.
Must be nice.
And I asked him to, he was on Facebook, all these different foods, cuisines. And I asked him, take a takeout box and bring him back on the airplane for us. He never did.
Yeah, that's Steve. But Steve has good taste. He's got good taste in food.
Yes, and
but
wine.
But they do that. They do that a lot. They're good at, like, having food and then taking pictures and not bringing it back.
Yes.
Listen, I got to come back. Well, we're back, and you're listening with Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got John Barquette in studio with me, and he is the Vice President of Outreach for Boy Scouts of America, and it is the Great Trail Council.
Correct. Local Great Trail Council.
And he's sitting in the studio. He's my shotgun today. He didn't realize he was going to be doing that. But, you know, that's what you get for showing up early. When you learn, when you learn CPT time, then you'll know. You show up on time or at least 5 minutes later, but no, he comes in on time. So, John, it's been a pleasure having you with me. During the break, we were talking about, you know, the dynamics of scouting and we were talking about the your thoughts. So now, where do we go from here as you see things changing? Because our children have changed. But the more we change, the more we stay the same. You know, I've heard that cliche. Our parents said it. As I get older, it's kind of funny. You tend to understand some things you didn't understand when they said it.
Correct. I'm beginning to sound more like my father
that
as I got older.
It's really bad. That commercial when they show you changing into your parents, it's really bad.
Yes.
We are.
But Yeah, I think as you and I having this conversation, it centers around values and where we're going in today's society. And
how,
our concern with behavior and what we're seeing with social media.
How do we, because I was watching, and I'm going to be preaching this for a while now. How are we going to teach common sense when they keep on changing the definition of what common is? See, common sense is not popular sense. Common sense is you don't play golf in a thunderstorm or when it's lightning. That's common sense. Common sense is you do not put a fork into a plug. Bad idea.
Right.
It's not popular sense.
Right.
And our young people today, common sense, people younger than us and people around us, it doesn't look as though common sense is becoming common. Some things are just wacky. How do we stop our kids from looking at adults being wacky and make them better? Wow, good question.
I think that's one of the biggest challenges today in society is, you know, not to be repetitive, but I mentioned with social media today, young people are bombarded with all kinds of things coming in. It isn't like when you and I were growing up, right?
We only had three channels.
Yeah. One TV, three
channels and one person that could control
exactly.
The channel, and you just were the turner. You were the knob turner, and that was it.
Right. And today you see little three-year-olds holding a tablet.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And young six-year-olds, seven-year-olds are on the cell phone and what have you. That is a major challenge today.
And I am looking at this and seeing the disconnect of what we preach, what we do, and what we tell our children. We're not pushing to live as we live. We're telling them to watch what this is, don't emulate it, but fantasize about becoming it or doing it. And we leave the technology up to – so I'm looking at a game. Right now, they think the violence in Roadrunner and Coyote.
Mm-hmm.
They said it's too violent. But when you look at what's going on with the violence of our video games, I'm really so confused. I mean, we saw the coyote get back up again every time, where we watch blood splatter all over the place. And
I think it's unfortunate with some of these video games, with the violence that they see, some young people see it as the norm.
Correct.
Right.
And we continue to reinforce this,
exactly.
Then tell them don't be violent.
Right.
I look at bullying, and I don't like cyberbullying. I don't like bullying at all. But if I had not been bullied, I definitely could not be in politics today. Because adults are worse than children. You have to learn how to overcome the obstacles and not allow exterior things to motivate you and to think before you react. But those are mechanisms that are put in us. Whether it be in Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, we need to have restraint. And you've got to learn it.
And that's one thing that scouting provides is the strength.
Because you got to learn it.
Right.
You've got to learn how to restrain yourself, even in a bad situation when you may be right.
Exactly.
You have to have self-discipline. Order. And I'm learning why are certain people successful. It's because they have a better sense of order. That comes from scouting, because scouting teaches you how to prepare and to plan. And you have to do that.
Yeah, when you look at some of individuals, the astronauts, those other individuals who are role models in society, a lot of them
Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of them Eagle Scouts.
Right. Because when you go through that experience, it does instill a sense of discipline, and you become results oriented.
Yes.
Get the job done.
And we're supposed to work on teaching our young people through scout programs, through reinforcement, how to prepare and to navigate and to plan and to move forward, to negate the digital media that's out there. Because even if you look at what's going on with the Mueller report and with Russia and all that, it wasn't the election itself. It was people reading stuff and not critically thinking about it and acting on something that they should have researched.
They believe what they saw on social media.
That's correct.
And that's what I'm saying in today's world, not to deviate from what we're saying, but read a book. Look, instead of just going on Facebook or social media or a website, to take that information at face value.
That's correct.
Look at
question something.
Exactly.
Don't take it at face value. I was talking to someone this morning, and we were talking about personalities. And I use this ongoing. I have met people who I thought were going to be the catch me out and found that they were not good people. Their personality was very, very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But their character fell far short. They were pretty people, and they were nice people, but they weren't good people. And I've got a friend who taught me that not all good people are nice, and that not all nice people are good.
You know, going back to your comment, I was mentioning social media, Facebook, website, what have you. But also, to me, the news media, in terms of TV news media, you know, they each have their bias.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer when we had Walter Cronkite.
It's no longer there.
Where there was objectivity.
That's correct.
Okay. Now everyone has their own point of view. That's why I read a number of outside sources when it comes to politics and given my former job.
Yes.
Because when I spoke to the folks down in D.C., I had to be somewhat knowledgeable to what was going on, both with Congress and also what was happening offshore with our...
And our young people and scouting and young people in the inner city, they need to be able to look at things and be able to look at different sides of it.
Correct.
Before they make a decision on it. So when you're in a bad situation, when somebody offers you to get into drugs or offers you to become in a gang or offers you to sell something or steal something, which it happens to everyone, whether you be in the inner city or outside of the inner city. You have to be able to think about that proposition in front of you and say, is this a good idea or a bad idea? Maybe I shouldn't take that road today.
Correct. One of the challenges that we have with ScoutReach, and everything's dependent upon funding, right now we're in second through fifth grade.
Okay.
And then what happens after fifth grade? So one of the initiatives that we do have is to start a Boy Scout troops starting in the sixth grade and then go on through high school, okay, because we lose them.
Sixth grade, it's not long. It's not enough. They need follow up. They need reinforcement.
Exactly.
And that sixth grade. Let me say this. And Bianca, your mic is on. But at sixth grade, it's a great grade. But when you turn 12, 13, 14, I don't know about your life as growing up, but it goes weird because your body starts changing. You start changing. Things are weird. Life starts moving. You start having to make decisions that you never had to make before. And you need the reinforcement of good, positive affirmation in people around you.
How do you compete against sports? Or how are you planning on?
That's a good point. Good question. One of the ideas in today's world, sports is now all year long.
It never ends. That's correct.
When I was in sports, it was that, say if it was baseball or cross country, that was 3 months. So one of the ideas we're kicking around is maybe sponsor, a baseball team or Little League or what have you. But at the same time is to get these young scouts excited to carry on with the program. And that's also relevant or dependent upon us.
But I'll tell you what I'd love to see.
Yeah.
I would love to see a cross-merchandising platform between Junior Achievement and Boy Scouts. I'd like to see that because both the scouting program and the and Campfire program and the the Junior Achievement Program of Entrepreneurialness actually was beneficial for me. That's why I'm really, really nuts. Because I love entrepreneurship.
Right.
And I love the structure and the creativity and the hands-on platform of the scouting, the Campfire organization, and merging them together because they both work on the same track. I'd love to see that program merge because we need to become entrepreneurial and innovative again. Right now, everything that we do trains our young people to go to college, get a job, not go to college, build a business, not go to college, not go and find a trade and build a business. We don't teach that track anymore. And right now, America needs that entrepreneurial track, especially in the inner city, so that we can have economic development.
Well, you know, with the you have to work with somebody to learn what it is that you're talking about coming out competing against them at. So college is, and I'm going to tell you, college is necessary. My grandson leaves out the house about 8:30. He don't come back until about 1 o'clock in the morning from all the schooling, library, lab. And then if he's got baseball practice. So college does, if it's done right.
I'm not.
I know you're not.
What I'm saying is get the education, go work for somebody, but don't let it be your end all. Because right now when I talk to people about their next step, and it's never outside of the box. It's either completely off the page or it's coming within the line.
Yeah,
we need to
put right.
outside the lines, but not off the page.
Because mm-hmm.
either they go too far, but they're not going anywhere at all. And we need to bring our young people back in to where they can color outside the lines and start pressing the box so that they can start moving the environment that they live in to a positive aspect. Because no one has a sunshine box anymore.
One of the reasons why we have so much immigrant in certain professions because we aren't training American kids to be prepared to go into those professions. And that's
going
to hurt this country overall. We have to change this.
And that's what I'm saying. We've got to move the needle. They've got to be able to expose themselves. Even if you take the Boy Scouts and merge with Inspiring Minds, which is a college program which takes kids around to schools throughout the nation.
Yeah, with Derek.
Right. But merging them together because right now, Boy Scouts still is their imaging, their branding has always been tents. Outside, never business. When they come back in, the Eagle Scout program may be, but Boy Scouts has never been a business rock.
Well, the marriage badge portion of the Boy Scouts should be targeted inclusive of what we need in society, in STEM plus M, which is medical. So there's all sort of innovative ways that we can achieve to get back on par where we should be.
What are you thinking, John?
There's so much going on, and I say in fairness, I'm more with ScoutReach than the traditional scouting,
right.
But I do see trends going towards different kinds of merit badges from what I call the standard merit badges to more contemporary kinds of things that's going on.
We're
going
to have to, and especially
yeah.
when we're talking about inner city, because when you ask them what do they want to do in life,
right.
I get one of four answers, and I hate all four.
What's that?
Music, sports, dancing, acting. And I want law enforcement, business, entrepreneurship, healthcare,
mm-hmm.
and not getting stuck because in technology. Right now, technology is moving at warp speed, but the people aren't. And when I say that in the inner cities, our young people have no idea that this phone that we have has more power than the computer that landed on the moon. But they don't know how to use it because they play games on it.
Right.
They don't know how to use the apps. They don't know how to build the apps. We do not have a coding school anywhere in the state of Ohio. Yeah, see, I saw. See, I like that face right there. Wow, that was a great face, John.
But you're talking on the high school level?
No, I'm talking about period.
No, there's on the university level.
No, university level doesn't count. By the time I get to the university level, it's too late. Because if you can't comprehend coding at a young age, it's really kind of hard to wrap your head around really major coding on a business level in Silicon Valley. You have to no, there's no coding. There are schools that teach coding, but there is not a school dedicated to coding.
Oh, you dedicated to coding. Okay.
Where there's coding boot camps? Josh is in my ear saying, where? But no schools. No, they have boot camps, but no schools. How long was the boot camp? How long? 9 months? What ages? Well, from my understanding, from the research that I've had, we have startups, we have boot camps, but as far as Microsoft now has a school in Washington that's a coding school. Microsoft has a school in Washington that's a coding school, and it starts from kindergarten all the way through. So how are you going to compete with that?
That's a good question.
And when you look at artificial intelligence, when you look at augmented reality, when you look at virtual reality, when you look at cyborgs, when you look at where we're headed, trust me, a hammer and a nail is not going to cut it.
Well, there's two ways to look at it. Going back to your comment, though, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal where the Chinese, they're getting ahead of us in terms of AI and those kinds of things.
That's correct.
Right, when it comes to technology.
So right now, Youngstown City Schools lands in the bottom five of the state. How do we pull them? And the nation runs at about 17th in the world. The nation is 17th in the world, and Youngstown runs in the bottom five of the state. Where does that put our children? We'll be right back. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKC AM 1440. We'll see you on the other side of my break. There are schools that teach coding. There are boot camps. But as far as having from kindergarten all the way through, they focus on nothing but technology. We do not have schools. Not even charter schools.
Hmm.
Not even public-private partnerships. I'm trying to change that.
Yeah.
If anybody ever gives me an opportunity to get two dimes, the world in Youngstown will change. But until that time.
Yeah, I know they're trying with the business incubator. They're trying to, but you're saying at an earlier level.
Business incubator is too late.
Right.
Yeah.
You have to start it, like she said, kindergarten.
If you start with a hybrid program in MICAP, and you move those kids all the way through and put them in schools that are conditioning them, almost like specialty schools, because we need to specialize our kids now, because right now we put all our kids into the same classroom they get raised in the same house, and you and I are no longer the same at the same age.
My concern right now is city schools.
Wait, I got to come right back. Hold
okay.
on. Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I've got John Barquette in studio with me, and he is the Vice President of Outreach for Boy Scouts of America, the Great Trails Council here in Mahoning Valley. If people want to find more information out and they want to find out who you are and where to go or to donate, what do we do?
Yeah, there's the website, the Great Trail Council. They could get on that website. And it talks about the program. We're under what we call Pathfinders.
Okay.
Okay. So if they're interested, especially volunteer work or whatever, they could, through the Great Trail Council, make contact.
And we also have the breakfast on Tuesday.
Yeah, this Tuesday, yes. We have the Friends of Scouting Breakfast.
At the Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, Whispering Pines.
And if you go to the website, you can find out where to RSVP. But I do know that they are coming up. It will be on Tuesday, and it's 7 o'clock.
It starts at 7, and Frank LaRose, Secretary of State, will be our
guest
speaker. Correct.
And he was an Eagle Scout, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, from the Akron area.
And a Green Beret, and he did a whole lot of things. It's going
right.
to be it's going to be a law and order day.
Yes.
For all of us.
So that's then May the 14th. The Arrowhead District and Warren
okay.
is going to have their Friends of Scouting breakfast.
And this is going to be where?
At the Avalon.
Okay.
And
oh, they have good food.
Yeah.
Wow, don't you guys.
So it's.
How do you guys rank? Jeez, oh man.
Well.
We're at a Holiday Inn. You're at a resort. I'm not sure. We got to talk about this.
But the Holiday Inn here is very convenient in terms of travel.
It is.
Right off
the the parking is easy getting
easy.
In. The breakfast is really, really nice.
Yeah,
I've gone every year from even when we were at the campsite.
Oh, right, Camp Stambaugh.
Camp Stambaugh.
Right.
You know, I've gone every year. I support the Boy Scouts. I support the Great Trail Council. And so do my sponsors. And we want to thank Window World for sponsoring Tracy and Friends. I did not mention them today, but if you're looking for replacement windows, you want to call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Fred Moran and the Moran family have been contributors to the Boy Scouts for a number of years because we understand that the principles of the scouting process work. Did I say that pretty well?
Yeah. Hey, well, one comment.
Sure.
I mentioned those foundations and grants who support us. One I missed was Chemical Bank. They were also.
Did you just give Chemical Bank a plug? I think he did.
Oh, I did. Along with Farmers and
Andrews
Trust.
Home Savings.
Home Savings.
We got them all in.
Oh, yeah. United Way.
United Way. Bob Hannon.
Yeah.
Did you miss anybody?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you did, because there's a bunch of people that support it. The Poland Bacon is a big supporter, and they're supporter of ours.
You're,
Poland Bacon, Comco Industries is a huge supporter of Boy Scouts.
Well, I'm talking with Scout Reach.
Scout Reach.
Yeah.
These guys write checks to make these things happen. They are part of foundations. These companies that we work for that are around town, you go and spend money with them, but they take their profits, and they go and plant them in our community so that we have Scout Reach. And they will be there on the 30th with Frank LaRose at Holiday Inn, raising funds to support the scouting programs and the Scout Reach.
Correct.
It's
both
a good
programs.
Morning. It's a good day.
Yeah.
It really is. We're done by 8, 9 o'clock. They send us off to our prospective jobs that we've done.
Back to the real world, yeah.
I get a coin that I put in my pocket, and the Boy Scout coin, and I look at it, and every time I do – what am I supposed to do with it when I put the coin in my pocket? Oh, come on.
I'm having a –
Don't have a senior moment.
I am.
We get a Boy Scout coin, and they tell me I'm supposed to do a good deed with it.
Okay.
Or something. Oh, jeez, old man. Oh, and I want to give a shout-out to the Zedekers, too.
Yeah.
I got it.
Eleanor will be
there. That's right.
Yes.
Listen, my friends will be there.
Yes.
The Zedekers, and don't forget the Dibles. They are all scout people.
Yeah.
And they wake up early in the morning and go have breakfast and sell popcorn and make us eat terrible popcorn for days. It gets old after a while.
We
have buy so much popcorn.
We have the best popcorn in the world. The Boy Scout popcorn.
You're biased.
I'm not biased.
It's better than Orville Redenbacher's?
Oh.
Come on.
I will bring you a can down.
Oh.
I'm going to drop it off. Today's your lucky day.
I'm going to get a can of Boy Scout popcorn.
I'll tell you what.
Hey, you've been listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. For your next replacement window, call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. We'll see you tomorrow on Testosterone Thursday. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and please go out and support Scout Troop. Boy Scouts. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you.